The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show featuring Gogo the Chimp.
Nothing like a chimp to liven up a radio show.
Easy there, Gogo. Gogo, no. No, Gogo, no. No! Now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Wow. Every time we play that, that's an old clip with Gogo. You know, Gogo the Chimp died by his own hand.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, that's very rare with chimpanzees. Anyway, Todd Wilkerson, I love Todd. He's a dear friend.
He is.
And that's all I'll say for now.
Okay, let's just leave it there.
I guess I should say that it was that Todd and Gogo had some friction in their relationship.
Oh.
And some people believe that Todd drove Gogo to what he did. And I, you know what? I'm not one of those people. I would never say that publicly.
Okay.
Okay, so In a couple of minutes, we have a very exciting guest.
I know. It's a day of Jarretts. We had Greg Jarrett. Now we have Jarrett Stepman.
It's kind of weird. Yeah. Greg Jarrett. Yeah. Hour one was Greg Jarrett. Now, Greg Jarrett, to my mind, he's an American hero. If you didn't hear hour one today, you need to listen to it. I mean,
It is.
I can't really underscore it enough. What is happening in this country right now is unlike anything we've ever seen in our lives, without any question. And the media going after the president in a way that it's become unseemly, but they're convinced, of course, on some level that they're doing the right thing. But Greg Jarrett in hour one talks about the facts, and you don't hear the facts very much. So I want to encourage you if you haven't heard that. All right. Now, I wanted Albin to do two things before we go to our guest.
Okay.
First of all, we get a lot of listener mail that we don't get to.
No, we don't.
And I said, is it okay if I read some to my audience? And you said, Eric, it's your show.
I said, do whatever you want, Eric.
Okay. Here we're going to start. Well, first, we're going to read something from Becky in North Carolina. Becky, if you're listening, Becky says, hi, let me start off by saying I enjoy listening to the show in the car on my way to work. The jokes at the start of the show are hilarious. I think she means Todd Wilkerson's.
Well, she can't mean me because I'm not that funny.
And she can't mean me. So she probably means Todd. Thank you for saying that, Becky, because a lot of women don't like Todd. And
well, that's funny.
She writes, but here's the thing. She says she loves the show. She says, I'm an independent voter, and sometimes I agree with what is said on the show, and if I just can't take it, I'll turn it off. Okay. Then she says, I know this is your show, and you can have on whomever you choose, but when Donald Trump was on, I listened to him for as long as I could. I like some of the things he has done, but his personality is a bit much. He says a lot of things that should not come out of the mouth of a seated president. Now, by the way, Becky, guess what? Eric Metaxas agrees with you, okay? You say, well, okay, Albin, I'm really having a hard time dealing with this right now.
Yes.
But here's the issue. If you listen to this program a lot, you will know that I never had Donald Trump on the show.
Right.
So I'm assuming that Becky from North Carolina did not realize, because you're in the car, you're not paying attention, we had on a Donald Trump impersonator.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
So it was not Donald Trump.
Yes.
And I thought it was so insane that nobody could possibly believe it's really Donald Trump.
Right.
But Becky from North Carolina really believed it was the president.
Right.
Now, Becky, I think that's a testimony to the great acting job that I did in pretending to be in awe of my guest and being so grateful that he could spare the time to be on the show. But that was all show business, Becky.
Yeah.
We did not have the president of the United States on the program. It was a Donald Trump impersonator. And by the way, if you go to YouTube, it will be clear when you look at the video that it's actually not the president.
No, right.
So I just wanted to put you at ease. And I think that it's important that that people know I did not have the president of the United States.
Right. He said some things that were very, very edgy, of course. And she's like, well, of course, that's Donald Trump speaking.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny.
All right. And anyway, gosh, there's so many. Somebody else writes, Joan Stevenson from Portland, Oregon, writes, Eric, I have just begun your book, If You Can Keep It. Wow. I love the fact. Listen, I keep saying I wish I could give that book free to every American. I promise you it's easy to read. It's short and it's important. So she says, I've just begun, Joan Stevenson, Portland, Oregon, says, I've just begun your book, If You Can Keep It. And your reference to a Mrs. Powell having spoken to Dr. Franklin at the beginning of the book, she says, you're unclear of her identity, but she must be Elizabeth Willing Powell, wife of Mayor Sam Powell. Certainly, they must have entertained Ben Franklin, and this lady knew her politics. I think you're right. After writing the book, I realized that this woman is known to history. She's not lost to history, and that she was a friend of George Washington's. And also, there's a Powell House in Philadelphia, which I shamefully have not yet visited. So I am going to visit that. We're making a documentary about the book, If
Yes.
You Can Keep It. And we're going to visit the Powell House in Philadelphia. And so it's exciting to me to think that there are people out there listening and reading and you know, getting some things right, getting some things wrong. I repeat, I did not have Donald Trump on the program. Okay, before we go to our guest, we are raising money for the Alliance Defending Freedom. I talk almost every day, even when we're not raising money for the Alliance Defending Freedom, I talk about religious liberty.
Yes.
To me, it is at the center of everything. You do not need to be a person of faith to appreciate that religious liberty is under attack in America. And, okay, what do we mean by religious liberty? Here's what we mean. I want to be really clear. The founders understood that what a person believes and that person's right to live out their beliefs, fundamental beliefs with regard to the universe, God, no God, what God, how I worship God, how I express my faith in God in my life, all of these things are sacrosanct, absolutely never should be touched by the government because this is a genuinely free country. So that has never been a problem until recently. And recently, because of issues of sexuality, same-sex marriage, abortion, the kinds of things that we would have agreed on as a society, now there's been some disagreement. So here's the problem. People who say, I should be able to do this or I should be able to do that, many Christians have said, okay, you can do that, but don't make me say it's a good thing, right? In other words, if you want to do that in the privacy of your own home or you have certain beliefs, we have certain freedoms and you're allowed to do that. But you cannot force me, for example, as a Christian to say that I think same-sex marriage is valid or that it's a good thing. I can see that it's the law of the land, but I certainly am not going to pretend that I believe that. My beliefs don't line up with that. The same thing with abortion. It may be legal, but that doesn't mean that I'm ever going to do anything to help it or to celebrate it because I think it's a horrible thing. Well, the forces on the secular side or on the left today, they say, well, that's not good enough. We're going to want to now try to force you to comply with what we think is right. We don't care what you think. We don't care what your religion teaches. Your religion is retrograde and shameful. Well, folks, that's not America. In America, those of us who have outdated notions, like I do, that marriage is between a man and a woman for life, the Constitution says that I can have those views and that people should not bully me into changing my views. Well, the Alliance Defending Freedom is fighting for these things in the Supreme Court. It is very important, folks, very, very important that you understand that apart from the Alliance Defending Freedom, there is almost no one fighting these battles. They have won 9 out of 9 cases at the Supreme Court. This is as important as it gets. Later on today, I'm going to play a clip. Not today. Do we have a 5 at the end of this, Albin?
No.
No. All right. Well, I won't play today. I played it yesterday. But Bill Barr, the Attorney General, has spoken out on this. But I want to give you the phone number. This is really urgent. This is, I don't care who you are. If you're an American, this is important. The Constitution is important. So I'm going to give you the phone number. You can go to our website, metaxastalk.com. Alliance Defending Freedom is the banner. We need your help desperately. The phone number is 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770. We need your help desperately, 800-556-2770. It's your battle. It's my battle. We have to fight.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. You have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. You know I use it. I rave about it. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers. I love that. Bed sheets, so much more. For example, they're bringing back the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Now, remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillows. You've got to enter the promo code ERIC or Metaxas. That's the key. Eric or Metaxas, 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Hey there, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm Eric Metaxas, and I have a guest on this program who's written a book called The War on History, The Conspiracy to Rewrite America's Past, published by Regnery, a very important subject. The author of this book, Jared Stepman, is a columnist for the Daily Signal, and he has done so many things. I don't know where to start. Let's just talk about this extraordinary accomplishment of the book, The War on History, The Conspiracy to Rewrite America's Past. Jared Stepman, first of all, congratulations on the book.
Well, thank you very much.
What led you to write a book with this practically incendiary title, The War on History, The Conspiracy to Rewrite America's Past?
Well, you know, I write a lot about American history and first principles, and especially in the last few years, I think we've seen a step up, especially on the hard left, to go after the symbols of what I think are the cornerstone of what America is, what made America great. I mean, we're talking about statues across the board that I think a lot of those on the left started with the low-hanging fruit of the Confederate statues and very quickly moved on to Thomas Jefferson, Christopher Columbus, and you name it. And to me, I think there was a need to correct the historical record about what America was really built on, what this country, what made this country great from the beginning. And so I start off with Christopher Columbus, who has been attacked, and I make my way through American history and defend the people and most importantly, the ideas that are at the heart of what America is that are under attack right now.
Well, as you know, this subject is very close to my heart. I've written it on it myself, less directly than you do in your book, but it's a real problem. And so I guess my question is, how did we get to a place where these ideas, which are fundamentally un-American, if not actively anti-American, let's be honest, and you have to understand what America is before you can understand what it is to be un-American or anti-American, but how is it that these radical, in some cases anti-American forces and ideas have gained cultural sway? What do you see as being behind it?
I think it really is the poisoning of American institutions and the American elite. I mean, this is really coming down from higher ed. It's coming down from our cultural institutions. It's certainly coming through the media. And I think this is a departure from the past. I mean, American, especially education system, the American elite, used to be there to reinforce American ideas, to inculcate patriotism, a genuine patriotism, informed patriotism. And I think that that has really been poisoned, but certainly in the last 30, 40 years in this country. And now we get, of course, radical textbooks that are used in our high schools, like Howard Zinn, who's a far-left communist. You get a lot of these ideas that, unfortunately, are trickling down to young Americans who have often been left bereft of historical knowledge. They have nothing to combat these things with, and they're convinced that the country that they were born into, this one that is so prosperous and has done so much for them, is a bad one. It's fundamentally broken and wrong and evil and racist, and I think that is something that will ultimately destroy our longstanding republic that has had so many triumphs.
It's interesting because, you know, we know there's no such thing as a pure lie. Every lie contains some truth. And so the criticisms of America often can contain great truth. But when you conclude that America is therefore bad, you know, it's like having a kid and saying you're bad, not that what you did was bad and you need to fix it and you need to say you're sorry and you need to change your behavior, but that you are bad. You're fundamentally bad. That is to curse somebody. That's the definition of what it is to curse someone. Instead of blessing them and loving them in the right direction, you curse them and fatalistically condemn them to never being better. And I think that it's the sad story of the last 50 years that the narrative of the left has been not just to rightly criticize America's sins and say we need to own up to them and repent of them, but to say this is who you are, America. You are bad. It's like telling a little kid you're bad. You're going to be just like your father, who I hate. You're going to be just like your mother, who I hate. It's a really a sick approach. And I make the case in my book, If You Can Keep It, that if we do not love our country, which is to say criticize it in a healthy way so that it can do the right thing and then pat it on the back and celebrate its achievements, then you have a fundamentally sick, unhealthy relationship. And it seems to me that's what you're talking about. The War on History, which is the title of your book, is to somehow rewrite history to say that America has not been a force for good, but has been a force for evil.
Absolutely. I mean, what you're talking about is informed patriotism. I mean, that's what we want. That's what Ronald Reagan called for in his farewell address. And I think that that is what sustained us. I mean, I think this inversion now where, especially those on the hard left, they pick out what I think is in some ways unexceptional about America. Yes, bad things happen in this country. There were people who were hypocritical in a lot of their things. I mean, the nature of man is quite fallen, but they miss what's ultimately made us exceptional, and they've turned it on its head to say that, no, we're not exceptional. We're actually exceptionally bad country. And I think that is where the inversion has taken place. And I think it is a pernicious lie about what this country was built on, especially those who say that it was ultimately built on slavery and racism and things like this. It takes the side of kind of the pro-slavery view almost. Instead of 1776 being our true origins, our origins are turned into something like this with the 1619 project from the New York Times, is nothing but built on slavery and tyranny. I think that inverts what the real legacy of this country is. And I think our history, I think, shows when you really get down to the details of it and you actually tell the truth about it, I think it becomes quite clear. Unfortunately, in the public debates today, I don't think people are getting a lot of that.
Well, I'm sure that that's the case. Look, the idea that somebody like Colin Kaepernick could object to a Betsy Ross flag, I mean, the level of ignorance is a little frightening to me. And it's not just that he, a relatively young man, could be that ignorant, but that you have craven corporate interests like Nike. I will never buy another Nike product. I don't care if I have to go barefoot in the snow. The idea that Nike would put its extraordinary weight, economic weight, cultural weight, behind something as extraordinarily foolish and ignorant as denouncing a Betsy Ross flag as somehow being pro-slavery, people should be shrieking in the streets at how ridiculous that is. Betsy Ross and the founders in 1776 did something beautiful, which Dr. King called a promissory note. In other words, he understood the promises of 1776 were not completely fulfilled. They're still not completely fulfilled, but we have nothing better in history than the founding documents. And instead of seeing them in a hopeful light, which that they've been the foundation of something that has moved in the right direction. By the way, in case anybody is checking, we abolished slavery. We had a bloody war where many, many, many white men died to abolish slavery. We abolished the Jim Crow laws in this country. We have been moving in the right direction because of these founding documents. So to have somebody, and more horribly, Nike, behind it, saying, in effect, that, you know, 1776, bad, it's just an extraordinary thing. And we really have to talk about it and have to argue against it, which is why I'm so glad you wrote the book, The War on History. The subtitle is The Conspiracy to Rewrite America's Past. So what are some of the things in the book that are happening?
Well, I go back, and I start with Christopher Columbus, who has come under attack as a genocidal monster and things like this. And I rebuke that, especially when you get into the details of history. I think there's a lot of misinformation based on a lot of Howards in history. Columbus did stand for the kind of bold exploration that's been at the heart of the American cultural values. I mean, I live here in Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, I think aptly named after Columbus. And I make my way through the Pilgrims, through the Founders. I talk about the Civil War and the legacy of Abraham Lincoln. Even Abraham Lincoln, in some cases, is under attack at the University of Wisconsin. I think there's a lot of misinformation there. And I make my way generally through American history and explain why the United States has been at the forefront of freedom and liberty in this world, that it's a precious thing that can be very quickly lost. And because of disinformation, many young Americans are convinced that socialist regimes or other regimes around the globe are actually better than ours, which is an absolute absurdity in the long run of history. And I think hopefully I prove that in my book.
Well, one thing I want to underscore, Howard Zinn is the root of all evil with regard to what we're talking about here. And there are many schools in America that use Howard Zinn textbooks. If you're a parent and you don't raise holy hell if you find out that they're using Howard Zinn, then I'm going to say you're part of the problem. We need to make some noise, ladies and gentlemen, because our kids are being corrupted. To have a mind corrupted is a horrific thing. You can get off drugs, but when you have your mind corrupted, the damage that can be done is extraordinary. When we come back, I want to talk more with Jared Stepman. The book is The War on History, The Conspiracy to Rewrite America's Past. Probably be great for high schoolers who are homeschooled to read this book. We'll be right back.
If not for you, not for you.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The United Auto Worker Union's top bargainer with General Motors says a tentative deal with the company will bring major gains to workers. Details of the agreement have not been released, but it will include a mix of lump sum and annual pay raises, no change in health care, and product guarantees for many U.S. factories. The tentative deal must still be voted on. President Trump says the fight between Turkey and the Kurds in Syria is not America's war. He continues to defend his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from northern Syria, no matter the consequences, and says that bringing troops home from endless wars is what the American people want. Jury selection has begun in the first federal trial over the opioid epidemic. Two Ohio counties claiming the drug companies that made, distributed, and sold prescription painkillers engaged in a deadly conspiracy. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
This is Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to the author of The War on History, The Conspiracy to Rewrite America's Past, Jared Stepman. Jared, whenever I agree with someone as radically and dramatically as I agree with you, it's a challenge for me to shut up and let you talk, because I have to say there's so much in your book that I have myself spoken about, written about. You talk about the war on Thanksgiving. I wrote a book by happenstance on Squanto. This is many years ago. And when I did the original research on who Squanto was and the genuine miracle, it was an actual miracle of his appearance in the woods to help the pilgrims and that whole story, I said, how is it possible that I've never seen this before, that I've never read about this before, that it falls to me, you know, to write a book about this? It's just a bizarre thing. And the misunderstanding on Thanksgiving really came to my attention because I happened to write this book for Thanksgiving on Squanto. But it seems like everything like this in our past, as you point out in your book, is being rewritten and recast along progressive lines.
It really is. And you're right about Squanto. It's an incredible story that I think a lot of young Americans actually knew more of at one time. I think it's becoming less of a story that's emphasized in a lot of our schools, but it is a miracle. It's certainly what the pilgrims did in their journey across the Atlantic and their creation of really a society in the New World. I think to me, you know, one of the great speeches in American history is a little later than the pilgrims, but the Puritans, the John Winthrop speech on Christian charity is one of the great American speeches. Of course, this is long before America existed as a political entity, but you can see the seeds of what American civilization, you can see the antecedents there. And the pilgrims, of course, you know, we celebrate today, I think very much rightly, at Thanksgiving, which I think is a wonderful holiday and really shows, you know, what we are about in our country. I mean, we've embraced this idea of giving thanks for the things we have, giving thanks to God. And this is something that, you know, generations of immigrants, of Americans have celebrated this. And it really is juxtaposed with this new movement that's based on little more than grievance.
I was going to say it ends up being driven by it's the grievance industry. And anytime Native Americans or any group like that, any indigenous people are involved, all they want to see is, you know, grievance. They want to complain. In some cases, of course, they have important things to say, but they get stuck. They get stuck there and they don't seem to be able to move past it. I also think you mentioned Lincoln. Lincoln clearly grabbed on to the Pilgrims' narrative, to the John Winthrop idea. And, you know, when you talk about a second birth of freedom, when he talks about that, he really points us again in the right direction. It's almost like a course correction that Lincoln brings. And except for whoever these people are in Wisconsin that you just mentioned, it seems that most people would see Lincoln as someone they can trust.
Yeah, one would hope so. I mean, unfortunately, you know, with all these figures in history, it's not quite good enough, especially for the social justice left. But, you know, Abraham Lincoln, you know, based his ideas and based his attack on the institution of slavery based on the ideas of the founding fathers, many of whom had been slave owners, like Thomas Jefferson, I think, most famously. Abraham Lincoln wanted to conserve and preserve what he saw as the American founding, 1776, the ideas that launched, you know, our civilization, our nation, really. This is the legacy of Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln, in some ways, he captured that, these ideas, that these timeless truths of the Declaration of Independence, and made Americans held them accountable to those things. I think there's a very different ethos today. I think the ethos is that really 1776 was people were just simply hypocrites, that those ideas were actually self-evident lies, and that they themselves today have the way forward, that America is fundamentally corrupted. I think that's a fundamentally different vision than the one that Abraham Lincoln had when he became president, of course, became the great emancipator, and I think justified is thought of as one of the greatest, maybe the greatest president in American history.
Well, I was going to say, you know, if you have a problem with the founders, you have a problem with Lincoln. And if you've got a problem with Lincoln, you've got a big problem, because Lincoln points us to the founders, as I just said. And in many of his signature speeches, talks about his profound reverence for the founding vision and how he openly says that God's hand was in what the founders did. He makes no bones about it. He calls us the almost chosen people. You know, he's being a little coy and a little careful, but he's quite right. And he makes it so clear that what happened at the founding, it wasn't just, you know, it wasn't like a business decision, like, you know, we've seen some virgin territory and we can make a buck there. This is not like when England went into India. No, this was an extraordinary thing. And honestly, people need to reacquaint themselves with Lincoln. I wrote about him in my book, If You Can Keep It, because I was so astounded how it seems that nobody in our history got this better than Abraham Lincoln. And I assume you talk about him in your book.
Absolutely, and the legacy of rebuilding the Union on a new birth of freedom. I mean, he went back to the founders. I mean, he said, you know, all credit to in a birthday celebration of Thomas Jefferson, he said, all credit to Thomas Jefferson for putting these timeless truths, these
and,
ideas.
And here's the man that abolishes slavery, pointing to a slave owner. I want to come right back to that point when we come back, folks. The book is The War on History: The Conspiracy to Rewrite America's Past by Jared Stepman. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years in radio. Sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain, and they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply. Absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that
stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed.
It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score.
So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow.
Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Texas show. We're talking about an important book, The War on History, The Conspiracy to Rewrite America's Past. Jarrett Stepman is my guest. Jarrett, before we go into Lincoln, Moore, and Jefferson, I just have to ask you, it strikes me that this book would be a good book for homeschoolers in high school to read. Would you think so?
I absolutely think so. I think there's a lot of misinformation out there, and I think, you know, fortunately, you know, I think my book can help correct some of the distortions I think they hear from a lot of their peers. And I would say not just homeschoolers, but those who have gone to, you know, public schools, those who have gone to, you know, schools where they're being taught, you know, that their country is there's something fundamentally wrong with their country, that it's broken, that they should not like Thomas Jefferson, that they should think something was wrong with the founding fathers. I think it can help young Americans across the board. I think there are a lot of Americans who are stuck in, you know, some bad schools. I believe very strongly in the idea of school choice. But a lot of our public schools, there's so much disinformation out there. And I do hope that homeschooling parents do pick this book up. I hope they talk to their kids about, you know, what's going on in their country and talk to them about civics and American history and try to pass on that tradition to the next generation, because we're losing it very quickly in this country. I mean, you look at polls about our knowledge of American history and civics, and each generation, it's getting worse now. And I think we do have a lot to blame, unfortunately, our public school system for that. But it's really up to us. It's really up to us to fight back and with information and to teach young Americans to be informed patriots. I mean, that's really what we want.
Well, the idea of patriotism has fallen on hard times. And I really came to the conclusion in writing my book, If You Can Keep It, that patriotism is vital. If you do not love your country, it's really like saying, like, I don't love my children because I disapprove of this or I disapprove of that. We have to get past what we disapprove of and say, I'm going to love and celebrate what is good. And that's, to me, the left narrative, the narrative of Howard Zinn. It's a negative, sour, complaining narrative. It leads nowhere. It leads to grievance. And I think that's the great irony, is it purports to want to change things, but it really wants to burn everything down. It really doesn't believe there's anything worth saving.
That's exactly right. It's interesting, this concept. I mean, they count it and say this is about, you know, tolerance and unity, and actually, in many ways, it's the exact opposite. It's going to create divisions between Americans, ferocious ones, and ones that can't be passed. I mean, that's the problem with especially identity politics. I mean, it's an unbridgeable gap. That's why it's such an ugly thing. When you do have a country of patriots who all see themselves as unhyphenated Americans, they see themselves as Americans first, I think it does bring a better relations between us. And that's so important for this country, especially moving forward, is this idea that, you know, we are ultimately one people. You know, there's a lot of differences between us. You know, maybe, you know, our race is different. Maybe for some of us our religion is different. But we're ultimately all Americans who live under the Constitution. And I think that's something that, especially in this war on history, those gaps are opening up, and suddenly you're only going to be slotted into your particular very small identity group.
Right. And to be slotted into your own particular identity group is profoundly anti-American. That's the whole idea. If you understand what America is about, it's about what we hold in common in spite of our differences, and how what we hold in common transcends our differences. You talk about the war on the founding, and you say that world history is full of slavery. And it's so true, right, that we've had slavery since the dawn of humanity. We have had slavery and brutality and people using their power to oppress others. It's what fallen people do. And so they act as though it was instituted. It began in 1619 or in 1776, and they're targeting Thomas Jefferson. You say that really what they're trying to do is tear down the idea that our rights are endowed by our Creator, that it's God who gave us these rights, and that's ultimately what they're doing in trying to destroy the founding.
That is what they're trying to do. I mean, a lot of these people believe in collectivist doctrines that are very much opposed to the idea that we have inalienable rights that come from God, our God-given rights, because they don't believe in those things. I mean, their idea of rights comes from, well, what can the government give you on this or that? And in many ways, that's very much against what our founding was. And Jefferson, of course, is very much a symbol of that. I mean, this is the man who wrote the Declaration of Independence, the man who was the inspiration, I think, left an indelible mark of liberty on this country. I think that's an incredible legacy. And I think, you know, even with this attempt now to kind of defame his legacy and to tear down his statues, I think that the frustration for many people, especially these radicals, is that mark has been left on Americans. You know, we still do hold these truths to be self-evident. And I think that comes to the ultimate frustration of a lot of these people who are waging their war on history and are trying to do their best to erase the things that I think we would see as the most positive things about what America is. They don't see it that way. They want to destroy that and demolish that and build this country on a new cornerstone. I think that would be very much counter to the ideas of Jefferson and the founding fathers. And so that is really what is at stake here, and which is why Americans need to inform themselves, understand what the ideas that we've been given, and be able to articulate that and fight back in this realm of ideas, or we'll lose it very quickly.
You talk in the book about the war on the American century, the 20th century. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean that I think a lot of the America's role, especially in the 20th century, and I think this comes back to the ideas of the founding and Jefferson. I think America's role in defeating not only Nazi Germany but Soviet communism. Look at how America got to that point. The reason why America stood as that beacon of liberty is because of how this country was built, what it was built upon, the ideas of the founders, the fact that we were a unified country after the Civil War is still a remarkable thing. It made America an incredible superpower, not just a superpower, but a country of virtuous citizens who ultimately stood against the great monsters of the 20th century, an incredible thing. The United States was the essential nation. It's because we were built on good things. I think there's a lot, unfortunately, we don't teach as much of that anymore. I think a lot of young Americans, you know, don't know really much about what D-Day was and what that represented and how America, where we stood in some of the greatest conflicts in world history, and why the United States has been a beacon of hope, and, you know, why we ultimately triumphed in the Cold War.
Hang on a second, Jared. We're going to go to a break. I want to come right back. Folks, it's the Eric Mattak Show. The book is The War on History. Stay tuned.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says the fight between Turkey and the Kurds in Syria is not America's war.
The president insists he did not give Turkey a green light to attack Kurdish forces and says this is not America's fight.
I'm not going to get involved in a war between Turkey and Syria.
He continues to defend his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from northern Syria, no matter the consequences.
Whether it's good or bad, that's the way it is.
The president goes on to say that bringing troops home from endless wars is what the American people want. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The United Auto Worker Union's top bargainer with General Motors says a tentative deal with the company will bring major gains to workers. Details of the agreement have not been released. It must still be voted on. Stocks are lower. The Dow is down 11 points. The NASDAQ off 24. This is SRN News.
Bastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and the Prager Store has compiled every male-female hour since 2010. We've had topics and calls about marriage, kids, dating, intimacy, fidelity, plus every segment with my friend and relationship expert, Alison Armstrong. These segments have literally saved marriages. For a limited time, the complete collection, 10 years of male-female hour, 50% off, available on flash drives or as a download, go to PragerStore.com.
Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home.
Hey there, folks. We're talking to the author of a book, The War on History, The Conspiracy to Rewrite America's Past. I just want to remind you, by the way, if you want to help the country at this point, people will say, what can I do? Well, you can get a copy of The War on History. You can also go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com, and give something to the Alliance Defending Freedom. They really need your help. They know that listeners to this program care about these things, care about religious liberty. They're fighting heroically, but they absolutely need your help. And I'm asking you, go to MetaxasTalk.com and give generously. We'll reward you with all kinds of stuff. We know you don't give to get, but we want to give some things to you to thank you. But please go to MetaxasTalk.com and go to the ADF banner. We really do appreciate it, and I think it's the right thing to do. Jared, you were just talking about the founders and about the war in the American century and how we really don't understand the sacrifices made in World War II, and how if it weren't for America, we would not have been able to withstand to stand against the Nazis. Really, people don't seem to understand that that's a simple fact.
It is a simple fact. We would have been ushered into, as Winston Churchill once said, a new dark age under whether it be Nazi tyranny or ultimately Soviet tyranny. I mean, the Soviet Union certainly fought with us in World War II, but they certainly weren't great liberators standing as a beacon of liberty. I think there's a little bit, unfortunately, of misinformation about that as well. But the United States, you know, stood at that forefront, not just as a great and powerful country, but a good one too. And that was built on the generations that came before. I mean, the United States at that time was still, in some ways, a very young country. But the remarkable nature of the growth of the U.S. and how we had an economy that was just, many times over greater than our competitors. And it's really an economic miracle that took place, and how the United States not only, fought World War II, but aided all of our allies around the globe. And, you know, a lot of people talk about World War II, I think, still as the good war in American history. But they have to understand, you know, how is it that America played that essential role in that good war? It's because of what ultimately this country was built on. It's because of the generations of Americans who helped further the tradition of the founding. We were a country started as 3 million people in a series of colonies at the edge of the world. In just a century and a half, we were the greatest superpower on the earth. And that's an incredible thing. And that took a lot of different people. You know,
well, we don't, you don't create wealth through socialism. And so it's the economic freedom that we had that enabled us to bless millions around the world. It's so important that people understand that, you know, if socialism were able to do that, I'd be all for socialism. Socialism does the opposite of that. It destroys wealth. It doesn't just divide the wealth that we have. It divides the wealth that we have and makes sure that in the future we have even less wealth to divide. And it's very destructive. But you're right. It's the ideas of the founders that enabled us to end up saving the world, you know, a while later. And of course, it's the virtue of the American people. We've always talked about virtue until the last 40 or so years. Virtue, believing in liberty, believing in doing our duty and doing the right thing, believing there is such a thing as the right thing and liberty. All these things are just at the heart of everything. We're out of time. I just want to say thank you for writing this book, Jared. The War on History is the title, folks. I hope you'll get a copy. I hope you'll understand you've got a duty in promulgating these ideas yourself if you're an American. And Jared, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.